For those of us who watched Taylor Swift's Netflix documentary, Miss Americana, it's chronicled how she struggled with coming forward in support of the Democratic Party. Like, she visibly, physically, was very anxious and nervous because she remembers what happened to the Dixie Chicks when they barely said anything, how country fans. How their fans lost their minds, literally burning their albums, bulldozing their albums, or sorry, driving over, steamrolling their albums, threats, losing like all their deals and shit. Like, weren't they threatened too? I'm throwing that in there, but it was madness. So Taylor Swift was just terrified to come out in support of the Democratic Party because she didn't know if her fans would turn on her. And Taylor is very invested in her fans and monetizing pretty much everything she can monetize. So to lose her fan base would be her nightmare. So anyway, Taylor Swift did come out against Donald Trump. And therefore, Donald Trump fans have said, like, oh, all she does is write about her breakups. It's okay, I guess. I mean, to try to talk about Taylor Swift making music about her breakups and failed relationships reduces her entire catalog. That is not what her catalog consists of at all. And if you've listened to her albums, you would know that. You would understand that. It's very misogynistic and basic, reductive and inaccurate to act as though Taylor Swift only writes about heartbreak. Like, have you heard any music within the past decade or so? She has so many. She covers a lot. Like, haters gon' hate, for example, or wanting to party like it's like she's 22. She talks about karma. She talks about loving a London boy. She talks about revenge, reputation. She talks about mad topics. You know, I'm being very annoying right now, but I'm just saying it's just pathetic to act like Taylor Swift is only talking about, or her music is only about heartbreak. It's just dumb. It just proves how little someone knows. Like, I saw this tweet that said, like, white women love Taylor Swift because she writes about heartbreak and it's something like it's victimhood. It's like, you really don't know her catalog. Like, for somebody to say that, they really don't know her catalog. Can somebody say the same thing about Adele? Hasn't Adele made multiple albums about heartbreak? You can't say that about Taylor Swift without saying that about Adele and so many other artists that monetize their heartbreak. That's what you're supposed to do if you have the fucking skill set. If you have the talent, put that shit on paper and get in the goddamn recording studio. Taylor Swift ain't the first to do it, and she's not gonna be the last. It's a weird argument. It's just dumb because it's not what her music is about. I am not a Taylor Swift stan. I am not a Swiftie, but I do like her like last four some albums, not the most recent ones. Actually, I probably like four out of the last seven albums. So yeah, that's probably right. Because I didn't listen to the last one. It's like 2.5 hours long. Didn't listen to the Everwood ones that you put out, Folklore Everwood, the Folklore ones that you put out. The ones that she put out in the pandemic, where she's in black and white. But I really respect her artistry. I really respect her lyricism because she kills me with some of her lyrics. But I'm not here to like go off the deep end on her talent. She's obviously achieved godlike status. She's straight up like the Beatles, like the female version of the Beatles, and she is talented. Now, it's debatable how talented she is. That's really just everybody could have their own opinion, but we cannot act as though she is not gifted and as though she didn't bust her ass. There's a story, like, there are pictures of Taylor Swift playing her guitar and singing in empty ass parking lots. There's a story about she had some teacher or somebody say, "You're never gonna make it in music. You can't play this guitar," or whatever. And she would allegedly play her guitar until her fingers bled. She was so determined. Like, there's just some things about Taylor that you can't deny. You can't deny her work ethic, and you can't deny her talent. Now, whether you think she's very talented or overrated, that's up to you, but she is talented and she does work hard. I know she's making a lot of money, but I can't believe the bitches is just touring and touring and touring. And when it comes to her, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, I don't understand why she's so public with this relationship, but I also feel that some of her former partners, Joe Alwyn especially, didn't want to be public. So I think she's kind of enjoying being in a public relationship, but I also believe that that Taylor and Travis are beyond overexposed. They're doing too much. They do way too much publicly. It's overkill. And personally, I would like to be able to go to the websites I go to get my stories for this podcast or just for my own personal knowledge without seeing it dominated by 2 to 3 headlines about Taylor and Travis. But they're here to stay. As far as for now, the headlines about them are here to stay. They are not going anywhere. So that being said, that long ass tangent intro, I was stunned to see that Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes did not share a suite at the NFL kickoff game on Thursday, the Chiefs versus the Eagles. We have not seen this shit before, y'all. Not only have Taylor and Brittany shared the same suite and been cheering together and, trying to dance together and acting a fool together, but they would also go to dinners holding hands and, like, what? So the fact that they were in two different suites, it was very glaring. We realized that there had to be a fight. It was super obvious. And what's interesting is Blake Lively has received a lot of hate. Blake Lively is one of Taylor Swift's main best friends. So is Taylor gonna try to distance herself from Blake Lively just because of the hate campaign that people were participating in against Blake Lively, which I thought was just so stupid? I recognize a pylon when I see it, and I recognize jealousy because I've been following celebrity news for a long time, way before this podcast, and I'm not into the pylon. I'm not into the fact that some people really like to search, literally scour the internet to find ways that they could borderline slander someone. And a TikToker made a video that Perez Hilton posted. I'm saying Perez Hilton, I pause there because he's controversial, but he posted it on his Instagram, and it's this lady saying that Blake Lively, or sorry, Ryan Reynolds is going to file for divorce within 90 days. So I believe that when you reach a certain level of hate, you become incredibly stupid. And one of the reasons why is because you focus your energy, you invest your energy into being a hater to the extent that you just want to spread hate more than you want to make sense. A lot of people are there, like a lot. And I just think if Ryan Reynolds divorces Blake, We'll find out. But why make a video saying he's gonna divorce her because of these negative headlines? As if they don't got four children, as if you've even ever met them. The corniness, the thirst, the hate, the jealousy. I'm uncomfortable with it, and so I do like to acknowledge it when I come across it. So, back to the story. So, Brittany Mahomes was facing or dealt with several weeks of scrutiny after she liked a Trump social media post. So, Brittany liked an Instagram post outlining the 2024 GOP platform on August 13th, and that prompted a wave of backlash from users. So then Brittany posted on Instagram, "I mean, honestly, to be a hater as an adult, you have to have some deep-rooted issues you refuse to heal from childhood. There's no reason your brain is fully developed and you hate to see others doing well." I'm sorry. Woo child. Okay. So days later, Brittany wrote, "Contrary to the tone of the world today, you can disagree with someone and still love them. You can have differing views and still be kind. Read that again." Brittany Mahomes also liked a social media comment that read, "Trump Vance 2024." I started laughing because her whole like, you have issues that you need to heal from childhood, and there's no reason your brain is fully developed, and you hate to see others doing well. Like, people didn't get mad at Britney because she's quote unquote doing well. Like, first of all, she's pregnant with her third child. She married someone who has, what is Patrick's net worth gonna be? Like 500, I'd say about 600 million. I know his new deal is really lucrative, but he's been in the NFL for a while. So just combined endorsements, merch, I'll put him at a good 600 mil. And you know, I'm just, this is a baseless number, but she's a stay-at-home mom whose husband is worth like $500 million. Like, that's not why people were hating her, though, because there's a lot of stay-at-home moms whose husbands are worth $500 million. Not a lot, but you get the point. She's not the only one. So she's like reframing the truth by acting like people are hating her because some people don't want to, quote, see others doing well. That's not the reason. It's the politics. And I think Patrick is religious and Brittany's religious. Anyway, you know, some religious people are kind of married to Donald Trump, but her talking about your brain isn't fully developed, okay. Like, I started laughing because, and I know this is the pot calling the kettle black, but sometimes it's especially funny to me when a dumb person believes that they don't sound dumb. All the while they sound really stupid. So, you know, it's just, you don't have to have deep-rooted issues to be a hater, and you could be very, very successful and hate. Very successful and be a hater. So that contradicts her whole, like, you don't want to see others doing well. No, haters come from all walks of life, all backgrounds, especially when it comes to politics, bitch. It has nothing to do with someone, quote unquote, doing well. So, Donald Trump was very excited that Britney supports him. And Donald Trump tweeted, "I want to thank beautiful Britney Mahomes for so strongly defending me. And the fact that MAGA is the greatest and most powerful political movement in the history of our now failing country." All right. Do y'all realize that Brittany Mahomes is only quote unquote beautiful because she defended Donald Trump? Because, like, how the man talks is If you like him, you're the greatest. If you don't like him, you're the worst. If you like him, you're pretty. If you don't like him, you're ugly. He's seriously on like a 4-year-old's level, or maybe a 7-year-old's level. Like, that's where he's at. You know, that's where his critical thinking goes. That's where his alliances are. He's so basic and odd. And, you know, that's me putting it lightly. You know, so for him to say that MAGA is the greatest and most political movement in the history of our now failing country, again, what is very consistent about Donald Trump is that literally everything he says, the opposite is true. And I hope that he's being like written about, studied and written about to be discussed in the future. Like, how does somebody make sure that everything out of their mouth is the opposite of the truth? I would love to know what condition is that. People say he's a narcissist. Yeah, but I don't think that narcissists lie as much. So what condition is it where everything you say is not true? Like, I want to know, is there a word for it that I don't know that people are not using to describe him? Anyway, so as I put in the headline of this episode, what Taylor has not publicly, she's not come out publicly in support of Kamala Harris. Why is that? And is she going to? Taylor moves the needle, period. When she came out in support of the Democratic Party, like so many people registered to vote. Like, Taylor has impact. So I'm confused as to why she hasn't come out yet. Maybe she's not in any hurry, but I want her to. She's an influential ass bitch on a global scale. So I hope that she doesn't remain quiet. I feel that Taylor could really, really use her voice to be like, do you want to be able to have an abortion if you're raped or there's incest or you're not ready to have a baby? Vote for the Democratic Party. Do you want to be able to possibly freeze your eggs? Vote for the Democratic Party. Are you sick of these school shootings, with which Vance said are a way of life? Vote for the Democratic Party. It's funny with Vance, because we haven't, I don't think we've seen a clown like this in quite some time. And I'm so glad that Donald Trump picked him. Like, I have yet to see this man say anything coherent or anything that isn't harmful. I have yet to see it. And I'm talking about shit that he said from years ago to now, to today. I haven't seen it. Not one. There's been nothing of substance, nothing of any value, nothing of any intellect that's come out of that man's face, who was just imagine having him as your dad, being like, if you don't get married and have kids, you're miserable, you're a childless cat lady, you don't have a stake in society. Like, okay. Like, what a clown. And how do you fuck that man? How do you have sex with somebody who says that shit? All right. Anyway, so if Taylor ain't gonna sit with Brittany Holmes because Brittany is a proud Republican and she's MAGA, why won't Taylor come out in support of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz? That's what I want to know. Hurry up and do it, bitch. All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.